Drowning in a honey-do list that's driving you crazy? Let Rosie and Romy cut that list down to size. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
We show up every Saturday morning for 3 hours to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you have a project or anxiety or a maintenance issue you'd like to talk about, give us a ring. We're here for you at 1-888-767-4348. Romy, can we make it public? It's February. They say we can say it every February. I'm going to say it.
Are you? Yeah. I might wait a week.
Wait a week?
What the heck?
No, I'm going to say it.
They're not going to sue us.
We're proud to announce that Rosie on the House is the number one contractor referral directory in entire state of Arizona.
Not once.
Not twice.
Not three.
Nope.
Or four.
Five
consecutive years
in a row. There you go. And we do that by those of you that are listening know we're here on the radio 3 hours every Saturday. And you also know we have a website, rosieonthehouse.com. And for most places in Arizona where you live, you can log on and find contractors that we have already pre-screened for your particular neighborhood. Local folks in your neighborhood that we've pre-screened. So it's statewide powerful, but it's local neighborhood focused. That's Rosie on the House. Let's see if we can get to some callers and get through a couple here. We got backup support here today with Mr. Tom Riley. We're gonna put him on stage in the 10 o'clock hour. Right now he's here.
Yeah, and it's gonna be whether or not to, if you're considering remodeling, what to do first, kitchen or the bath.
That's right.
So fun topic.
That's right.
But Donna and Mesa is gonna start us off right now. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I love you guys. This is my question. I have had a crack in my ceiling in the drywall, and I've had it repaired twice. Last time was last summer. The guy that does it's not Thompson, not your guy, but he's really done some wonderful drywall other stuff. But this crack came back again, and when he did it the last time, last summer, he even put some screws in to try to take the weight off of the drywall. But it came back again, and it's about, I'd say, maybe 10 or 10 between 10 and 15 feet. I'm not exactly sure, but it's a thin crack that goes from the ceiling fan to the wall on the other side. Is there anything I can do, or just live with it?
And Donna, that crack isn't coming down the wall. You see no other areas of stress at all.
No, just there on the ceiling, that one section.
Okay, is it?
And there's nothing up in the attic to give it any
good
weight.
Okay, good. So you haven't loaded up your encyclopedia collection up there, right?
Right.
And it does have an attic. This is a flat ceiling or a pitch ceiling?
It's a pitch ceiling.
Okay, so it's like a scissor truss apparatus. And you say the crack is starting at the junction box for the ceiling fan.
It's where the fan is, yeah. And it goes back to the right over the kitchen or sink, whatever there, the stove, which doesn't matter. But that's where the cabinets are and everything.
Well, chances are we could probably fix this for you where it wouldn't come back, but it would involve, if possible, getting into the scissor truss area and actually solid block backing the entire joint, laying a 2x6 down flat and screwing it the whole way. That's going to be hard to do, a little bit expensive to do, but it's doable. How old is the house?
It's 1993.
Yeah, I would say you're just gonna have to live with it.
Okay. The thing you suggested would be somebody'd have to go up in the attic and put, is that what you're saying, and put 2x4s or something up there to take the weight off
of it? We could get to it from the inside the room, but we'd have to remove sheetrock to do it.
Okay. Well then.
Hey, is this in a subdivision with other homes of similar floor plans?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know, is it typical? In many cases, it's typical for a particular floor plan to have little idiosyncrasies like this. Do any of your neighbors or other people with similar floor plans fight the same thing?
Well, I know one did not, but I can ask around. Most of them that are right directly around me are two stories. Mine's a single.
Oh, okay. Well, and again, you're obviously familiar with the number one contractor referral in Arizona because you mentioned Thompson Drywall. They are our drywall specialist for the Phoenix metro area. I know Rick could come out and take a look at it for you for free. I know you've got someone you've trusted and had tried to repair it a couple times. I'm not so sure I wouldn't call Rick out and just have him put the old evil eye on it because there isn't anything having to do with sheetrock that guy can't take care of. Matter of fact, we call him the wizard.
We do.
We do. He's
the wizard.
Did we
just start that today? Or
No. Called him the wizard for a long time.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We have a host of calls waiting. We'll get to after the bottom of the hour break. Again, get your Arizona Republic article. Great message from Rosie in there today about considering your bathroom or kitchen remodeling and where to go first.
2014, they're saying, is going to be the biggest year of remodeling, residential remodeling expenditures since the housing boom. We are going to hit near 2005, 2006 record expenditures. And I want people that are getting ready to start a remodeling to visit with me and Tom Riley in the next hour because we've got some advice to help them from making some big mistakes.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.